أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this series, we've been reviewing and going through chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, the chapter of the great event, a reference to the Day of Resurrection. And in today's discussion, we want to look at verses 75 and 76. Although they are very short verses, we'll see that the meaning is very deep and vast and something which can provoke thought within our minds. Before we go to the thinking points and the commentary for these two verses, let us have a listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and have a review of these two verses of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Allah says the following in this passage.
فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ
As to me, I swear by the places and times of the revelation of the portions of the Quran. And behold, it is a mighty oath if you only care to know. There is nothing and no one who can, without the intention of God and the permission of God, have any effect in this temporal world, and therefore, the belief that stars have an effect on the life of the person is nothing more than a superstition. And as such, no one has a so-called lucky star in the skies, which would result in their felicity or misfortune. In fact, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim, may God's peace and blessings be upon both of them, has been quoted as saying that God has praised the stars and has taken an oath by their places where they reside in the sky. The phrase مَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ, this refers to the location of the stars in the sky. Now, taking an oath by the celestial circle of movement is even more important than taking an oath by the stars themselves, because the magnitude and the vastness of the location of the stars are thousands of times more in number than the number of stars themselves. Let us conclude this very brief review today with a few takeaway messages that we can think and reflect upon as we review this analysis of chapter 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Point number one to keep in mind is that in this chapter, God has taken the intellect of the human being on a journey. A journey from the sperm and egg, to the seed growth in the earth, to the water which we drink, and then to the fire which we kindle. And from there, He has taken the human intellect to the journey of the movement of the celestial bodies, the stars, which are in the sky. Point number two to reflect upon is that sometimes God takes an oath by small things, like the fig and the olive. And sometimes He takes an oath by the galaxy and the movements of the stars. Yes, indeed, for God, small and big, and a straw and a mountain are one and the same. There is no difference in the sight of God. And point number three, and we'll conclude with this, is that the human beings are not aware of all of the movements of the celestial bodies which exist in the universe. And the science of astronomy and human cosmology, even in those sciences, we don't know what is all happening. And despite all of our best efforts, these are still incomplete sciences for us to discover and to reflect upon. We ask God for the ability to reflect and contemplate on the Quran and all of the sciences and disciplines which He has taught to us in His infinite mercy. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.